And our scripture for tonight is found in Matthew 21. And this is the season of Advent, season of, for prayer, of course. But before we do, I want you all to stand. And those who are watching me by the internet, you can stand in your couch and raise up your Bible, your cell phone. And if you don't have both, you can raise your right hand. Amen. I was born again in Texas, and this is how we do it in Texas. Say it with me. This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I have what it says that I have. I can do what it says I can do. Tonight, I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I'll never be the same. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never be the same. Say never, never, never. Say never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Before you sit down, turn to your neighbor and says, I look good, but you look better. Matthew 21, verses 10 to 16. Hallelujah. When he entered Jerusalem, that's talking about the Lord Jesus, all the city was stirred, saying, who is this? And the crowds were saying, this is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee. And Jesus entered the temple and drove out all those who were buying and selling in the temple, and overturned tables of money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. And he said to them, it is written, my house, say my house, shall be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a robber's den. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he had done, and the children who were shouting in the temple, Hosanna to the Son of David, they become indignant and said to him, do you hear what these children are saying? And Jesus said to them, yes. Have you never read, out of the mouth of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise for yourself? Once again, Advent is what we call, it is the anticipation of the arrival of a notable person, thing, or event. The first season of the Christian church year leading up to Christmas and including the four preceding Sundays. And we have heard Dr. Dana Caballero speak about hope. And, of course, our own pastor talk about peace last Sunday. And this Sunday is very powerful because our pastor Brad will speak about joy. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. And prior to that, too, pastor preached about in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. Amen. So this is the house of God. And so we see this in this picture that Jesus entered in the temple. We see Herod's temple here. Can you show the Herod's temple? And he entered the temple, and of course, Passover is about to take place. And there's a lot of people from different countries who is coming to worship the Lord and bringing sacrifice. And here, there's like some going on. I think it's in Solomon's temple, gate, beautiful here. Okay, let me see. I didn't see it. Yeah, it's in that Solomon porch where he entered in. And so they're selling doves and all that. And he was like seeing all these things happening. He was stirred up in his spirit, and a holy anger or righteous indignation, which most preachers will say, kind of like come up unto him. And just, we see Jesus as the one who healed. We see Jesus as the one who loved people and all these things. And yet here is a picture of angry Lord who turned out tables and with a whip, even in John chapter 2, bring a whip and drive all those people who are selling. Amen. And why did Jesus chase them out? I mean, they are doing temple service. That's legitimate. And most people in the church forbid like fundraising in the church because of Matthew 21, saying you cannot do fundraising just like cookies on Sunday, you know. But Pastor Brad sanctioned it, so it's okay. But in any rate, so they were doing legitimate service for the Lord, because in order for them to worship, they have to bring all these animals with them, either bring it with them, but then again, if they bring it there in the temple, the priest will examine it and says, no good, can't do it. So they end up buying again. So that's double jeopardy, so to speak. And so that's what the thing is, because of the fact that they are ripping people off. That's why he said, then, robbers, then. Okay? Because instead, shekels is the currency for the temple. And so they had to exchange their money to shekels or temple money to be holy, to be accepted. But unfortunately, these people in business, the oligarchs of this time who orchestrated all these things, kind of like changed $1 to $1.25 instead of dollar for dollar. So they're ripping people off. And Jesus was so indignant, because in Isaiah 56:7, there's supposed to be the Gentile courts. Of course, the Gentile courts is where the people, the foreigners, come to the temple, and they're supposed to worship God from different places. And these people kind of like make it hard for them and rip them off. So so he's angry. Amen? And so why did Jesus drop him out? Of course, the emphasis of most people says, because you make that as a den of robbers, right? But really, the word of God says, you have made it. That's the really key word. See, you have made it. Because Jesus said, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have given it another reputation. You have changed the emphasis and the image of my house. You have made it something else that it should be. Amen? Because this place is a place that people can hook up with God. Amen? Of course, we don't have, the temple is there in the Old Testament, and now we are in this New Testament, that our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Know ye not, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Therefore, glorify God in your body. Right? That's the mandate of the Lord Jesus Christ to the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. And so, what have you made it? What do people say about the church today? Is it a place, say place, where people can connect with God? Or we make it something else? But I thank God, because we are in harvest, that we are so excited, because God is really brewing something in here. And every Wednesday, people are testifying about our prayers, so powerful, impacting. And then we just have Awakening Night last Sunday, where people are testifying of the goodness of God. People get healed. But And it's so grateful that we're ushering this to 2021. And this season is not over yet. Time Magazine, I had a Time Magazine this morning, and he said, 2020 with cross, the worst year in all the years. That's what Time Magazine is. I don't believe that. See? And then I said, the cross is Christ. Hallelujah. Just like this is the season, the cross. Jesus is the season. Amen? Hallelujah. So the place, a place is a proximity. See, if you want to be an actor, which I wish I was, but I never made it to L.A., you have to go to L.A., right? And if you want to go on Broadway, you have to go to New York, right? If you want to go in law school, there's a place called Harvard. That's proximity. It gives you that, and the proximity also encourages us to have that relationship with one another, right? I mean, my wife, if without the proximity, my wife's in the Philippines, if she didn't go to Norfolk, wow, I will never met her. That's proximity allow us to meet together. And you know, the first time she saw me, she likes Barbara Streisand. She sing like, first time ever I saw your face. Wow. Glory to God. She's not here, so I'm not in trouble. What does the word say about the church? What is the buzz? What is our reputation in our city, community, or neighborhood? What we have made it. And I'm glad that we are praying people. We are not making it something else, but we are making it the way he designed it to be, that we will glorify God. That's why the presence of God is important. When Pastor Ray left, the last message that he has is glory. we have to enter into that glory. And that glory, you know, the devil cannot come into that place. Sickness and disease will not come into that place. And that's why when we gather like this and there's awakening that we started, the glory of God can come in. Amen? Praise God. Even though we have a tall pastor, before I was afraid of a tall man. But now I look up to them. But the church today, I'm sorry, I yell. I'm a preacher, I yell. Teacher tells, preacher yells. Okay? The church today has duplex mentality. What does that mean? God does not live in a duplex. Right? He will not share his heart with sin and carnality. As a matter of fact, in the book of Revelation, he said, you ought to be hot or cold, not lukewarm. Amen? Say amen. Amen. He wants complete sovereignty. And that's why he stirred up the temple. And even in our day, in Hebrews chapter 12, he says, I will again shake up the nation. I will shake up heaven, not only earth, but also the heaven. And everything that will be shaken. And the only thing that will stand is the kingdom of God. So I encourage you, my brothers and sisters, that be in his kingdom. Amen. Not be a church goer only or just a religious person. See, people are just religious, okay? They believe in God instead of believing in the God who is the way, the truth, and the life. You're supposed to believe God, period, which means you are believing God and his word. Believe in God and his word. Believe God and his word. Amen? And see, here is the question that, who's this? That's the question of the day during that time. Right? Who is this? Oh, that's me. Okay. But not yet there. Jesus was asked, who is this? Who entered the temple? Jesus, right? Jesus entered the temple, and that's the question. And for a long time, they debating whether Jesus is teacher, rabbi, prophets, or he is God. And Jesus always says, how about Peter? Who do you think that I am? Right? He answered it correctly by the Holy Ghost revealed to him. But here Jesus, in the last moment, he said, my house, that's the emphasis too, my house shall be called, since this is my house. He is not suggesting anything else, but this is my house, which testified to us that the deity of Jesus, he and the Father are one. And that's why the commandment to be in the church in the book of Acts is that there's only one God. Because most people and every nation has so many gods. And there's only one God, Jesus Christ. He's the only way, the truth, and the life. And forsook sexual immorality. Don't drink blood offered to idols. That's the only commandment that the church has in the book of Acts. There's only one God. And here, Jesus and the Father are one. My house. Since this is my house, it will be called the house of prayer. But you have made it something else. And just like my picture. See, when I went, I left the Philippines when I was 21. And I didn't come back to like 18 years. And I was so skinny, dark, and ugly. But then I come back 18 years. And then they didn't recognize me because I was so good looking. And my complexion changed that's why I like America so much, because the complexion changed. There's no pollution, you know, and things like that. I eat good, and that changes me. And so when I came to the Philippines, they don't recognize me. Who are you? Oh, you don't look like the picture. And see, people are coming and going, and many churches today, they don't look like the picture. And that's the indictment that Jesus said here. That's why he was so in righteous indignation. Because the churches today don't look like the picture. But praise be to God. Harvest Assembly of God, here in this church, we will be looking like the picture that God wants us to be. As far as Advent is coming, that's the hope of the church, the second coming of Jesus. And the book of John says, we will see him and we will be like him and we will see him as he is. And when we have that hope, then God purify ourselves. We become pure. Amen? And all the things that the devil tried to put in us, hey, the purity of God will will take residence because we have made it God's house as a house of prayer. Amen? And we can be hooked, and people coming here and be hooked up with God. But then there's a progression because I learned it from Pastor Brad, those P's. So the house of prayer. And then what happened is it becomes a house of power. Say power. And that's exactly what's happening in the awakening night. There's power when we come together. The Bible says, then the blind see, then the lame walk. And that will be happening when this is reestablished as a house of prayer. I thank God that Chuck really initiated prayer on Tuesday night. And here we are today, growing. And the number of people should be more than the number of coming to church in prayer. That will be the picture that Chuck see, that more people pray, because really, as a missionary, the one that we say is the church is a sending capacity, not the number of people that's coming to church, is the number of people whom we send. And even though I miss Kelly so much, that she went, Pastor Ray, and thinking about the proximity, she was an apostle as far as gifting, so she went there to glean from Pastor Ray. So she will become a good apostle. But then again, maybe because we sow seed for Kelly, she might come back and she will become our apostle unless she meet another good-looking guy over there. Amen? Praise be to God. But see, now, when God reestablishes a house of prayer, then it becomes a house of power. And then the progression is the kids came and they become a worshiper of God. They praise God. So from prayer to power, then the atmosphere changed to a house of praise and worship. Amen? And he inhabits the praises of his people. And see, and last Sunday night, Pastor Brad mentioned about nursery, out of the mouth of babes and suckling. This land that we have is nursery. So out of the babes and suckling proceeded forth praise. When people come, they are new in the church. They're coming back in the church because of the things that's going on in the world. And they come to the place of worship. They will encounter God. And now, because they get born again, this is a nursing place for new believers. And even tonight, we're going to usher into prayer where we will call out the prodigals. And so when they come back, boy, there's be exaltation of praise and worship. That the angels, that we don't even see angels, you never seen angels? First time you will see angels, because angels rejoice when one soul come to the kingdom of God. Amen? So my time is running out. I'm still good. I have 8 minutes. Oh, that's still a lot of time. Glory to God. So praise be to God. So I encourage you tonight, always come to the house of God, especially here. And we see the manifestation of the power of God. And we praise together. There's a Psalms of Ascent, 121 to 125. That's why we're excited, because we're coming to the church just like they did. See? He said, I was glad when they say to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. They will be singing, they will be dancing, there will be victory. Before even going to church, you're ready already, right? To worship God and to be with God's people and expect, like hope is the expectation that God is here every time. Although God is everywhere with you also. He never leave you nor forsake you. So let me end with this, Pastor. Can I? And the second coming of Jesus Christ. From the Philippines, see, we have national hero. I have to look at this one. We have national hero. And yet, when you ask a Filipino or even a boy this praise, I shall return. And they immediately says, General Douglas MacArthur. It's written in our history. We know who this man was. And so he said, I shall return. And the story was told like this, that when the war is in heating up, General Douglas MacArthur came from Australia and visited the camps where the soldiers were. And here comes a lieutenant who approached the general. I hope you take, my accent is going up. Approached the general, and he said, General, I'm going to fight to the end. I'm going to hold my post. And here comes a major, a Filipino major, and he said, General, thank you for coming and helping our Filipino people for the liberation from Japanese. He's a short guy. Of course, I told you before that God loves Filipino because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And he said, I will fight to the end. To make the long story longer, General Douglas MacArthur came back and the war was over. They won. And he visited the com. And here comes the lieutenant with tears in his eyes saying, General, I'm sorry. I didn't hold my post. I was fighting and we were surrendered. And this man that I have to surrender because I don't want them to be killed. There's no sense of fighting because we're already done. And the general lovingly embraced him. It's all right. And here comes the major, the Filipino major, limping and with tears in his eyes as well. Sir, I hold my post. I'm fighting to the end, but I was hitting my leg and I was down. And before I get up, here comes all the rifles in my head. And the general says, it's okay. We have won. I tell that story because there's a man who promised the Filipino people that I shall return. And he keep his promise. But we have a God who came 2,000 years ago in the fullness of time. God sent his son, died on the cross, and rose from the dead. And he's coming back. He said, I'm coming back to take my people. This is Advent and the hope of his coming, the second coming of Christ. That's our hope. And he promised that he's coming back. General Douglas MacArthur was a man who kept his promise and the God who did not lie, who came as a baby in a manger, but he's coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the Alpha, the beginning, and the end, and he's coming back for all of us. So praise be to God in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's all just bow our heads and pray real quickly. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for tonight, and we thank you for your word. We thank you for reminding us that when we are in front of people, dear Lord, as we give our hearts to you and we serve you, that we become this picture that they see. Let them see Jesus. Father God, I pray that even as we come into the house, that we remember that when we come in here, dear Lord, that as your presence comes in, the atmosphere does change. And Father, that as we go from prayer to power to worship and praise, that God, that we're just staying with you, that we're celebrating this season, the coming of your son Jesus, and we do celebrate that. But God, we are also looking forward to the soon return of your son Jesus, and we give you all thanks and praise. Thank you for Charger to God. Thank you for the word that you gave, that he has given to us. And Father, I pray that as seed, that it would be planted into our hearts and that we can reason with you, God, talk to you, God, about what you were trying to say to us tonight. We love you, we thank you, and everybody said amen. Please be with us soon and when you can to come and pray with us after. It's going to be great. God bless you guys.